Now let's on the theme, Oedipus Complex in Sons and Lovers. Since the story of Sons and Lovers is based on the concept of the Oedipus Complex, many critics have raised the question whether Lawrence was directly influenced by the writings of Freud in working out the triangular relationship of Paul, his mother and Miriam. In interpreting his material in terms of the Oedipus Complex, Lawrence was not only universalizing his material, he was at the same time linking the present with the past and commenting upon the present. In the foreword to Sons and Lovers, he says, "But the man who is the go-between from woman to production is the lover of that woman, and if that woman be his mother, then is her lover in part only. He carries for her, but is never received into her for his confirmation and renewal, and so wastes himself away in the flesh. The old son lover was Oedipus, the name of the new one is Legion." It was Freud who called our attention to the concept of the Oedipus complex and showed it as a universal condition. He interpreted Shakespeare's Hamlet in terms of the Oedipus complex. Whether this is a valid interpretation is a matter of controversy, but there is a little doubt that Freud's insight into human relations and behavior has helped us to understand an important aspect of our life. As given in the Greek mythology, the Oedipus myth is briefly this. Oedipus was the son of King Laius of Thebes. The oracle of Delphi prophesied that Laius would be killed by his own son, who would then marry his own mother. Frightened by this, Laius had his young child exposed on a mountain where it must soon die. The child was, however, saved by a servant, and in course of time he grew up to be a strong and fearless man. Once, while going to the Delphi, King Laius met Oedipus on the way. He tried to force the youth from the path. This angered Oedipus and he killed the king along with his four attendants. Later on, he saved Thebes from a frightful creature. The Sphinx, a creature shaped like a winged lion but with the breast and the face of woman. Thereupon, the grateful Thebans made him the king and he married the widow of the dead king. Little knowing that she was his own mother, after some time when the truth was known, the queen killed herself and Oedipus changed his light to darkness. He put out his eyes. Freud used his myth to interpret the son-mother attachment, which incidentally is also the name of Sons and in the theme of Sons and Lovers. Mrs. Morel is dissatisfied with her husband. At one place in the novel she says, "I have never had a husband, not really." She therefore takes on her sons as lovers, as husband substitutes. First it is the eldest son William, who is the center of her affection and care, and when he dies she turns to Paul for love. Hers, we are told, is the strongest in his life, while her love urges Paul on in life. It also damages his capacity to give himself fully to his woman. He finds he cannot love Miriam, whom he needs so much, and in the end he severs his connection with her. Interpreted in the terms of the Oedipus complex, Paul is Oedipus, the son lover, and Mrs. Morel is the sweetheart. It is difficult to say as to what extent Freudian influence determined the composition of Sons and Lovers. Graham Hogg is of the opinion that Lawrence had not heard much about Freud when he was writing Sons and Lovers. Lawrence himself was quick to point out that he had not read Freud in the Sons and Lovers period. As Hogg points out, Lawrence first learned from Freud's ideas from Freida. She writes in her autobiography that when she first met Lawrence, they discussed Freud, and it is reasonable to suppose that when Lawrence was working on the final version of Sons and Lovers in 1912, Freud was one of the topics commonly discussed with Freida. And so, as Graham Hogg says, Sons and Lovers is indeed the first Freudian novel in English, but its Freudianism is mediated not by a textbook, but a person. The concept of Oedipus complex in Sons and Lovers is rooted in actuality. In writing it, Lawrence was trying to understand his own experience. It is a well-recognized fact that Lawrence himself was a victim of son-mother attachment. His mother, Lydia Lawrence, had a very strong hold on him. He too treated his mother like a lover. His orientation into life and literature was largely due to the inspiration she gave him. Their mutual affection was no less than that of two young lovers. This is evidenced in his early poems also. In Monologue of Mother, the mother talks of her estranged son, whom I have waited like a lover. In The Virgin Mother, where the situation resembles that at time of Mrs. Lawrence's death, Lawrence writes, "Spare me the strength to leave you, now you are dead. I must go, but my soul lies helpless beside your bed." Thus, Lawrence tried to project his actual experiences in the novel Sons and Lovers.